Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood Stoic coach. And welcome back to the Stoic Mind Gym, where we sweat out those mental anxieties and flex toes and resilience muscles daily. Today, we're tackling a topic that's as crucial as your morning coffee. Practicing self-reflection and self-awareness. You know, taking a step back from the whirlwind of life and actually checking in with yourself. Sounds simple, right? Well, let me tell you, it can be surprisingly tough. We're all creatures of habit, caught up in the constant hustle, bouncing from one task to the next like ping-pong balls. Ever find yourself just going through the motions, feeling disconnected from your own thoughts and feelings? Yeah, I've been there too. But trust me, taking a few minutes each day to truly reflect can be a game-changer. Now, self-awareness isn't about becoming some mystical oracle who sees into the future, though that would be pretty cool, wouldn't it? It's about understanding your own patterns of thinking and behavior. It's about noticing how you react to different situations, identifying your strengths and weaknesses, and recognizing what truly motivates you. You know that feeling when you're in a heated argument and suddenly realize you're repeating the same old arguments? Or when you find yourself snapping at someone when you're actually stressed about something else entirely? That's self-awareness kicking in, whether it's a gentle nudge or a full-blown alarm bell. And why is this so important? Well, think of your mind as a muscle. The more you train it, the stronger it gets. Self-reflection helps you become more aware of those mental traps we all fall into, like negativity bias, emotional reactivity, and impulsive decisions. It's like having an internal GPS that guides you toward better choices, healthier relationships, and ultimately, a more fulfilling life. So, how do we actually put this into practice? Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started. 1. Journaling. This is your mental therapist on the go. Grab a notebook or fire up that note-taking app and jot down your thoughts and feelings regularly. Don't censor yourself, just let it all flow out. It's amazing what insights you'll uncover when you give your brain space to breathe and process. 2. Mindful observation. Take a moment each day to simply observe your thoughts and emotions without judgment. Notice the sensations in your body, the things that trigger certain reactions, and the patterns that emerge. This isn't about analyzing everything, it's about cultivating a sense of present moment awareness. 3. Seek feedback. We often have blind spots when it comes to ourselves. Ask trusted friends or family members for honest feedback on your strengths and areas for growth. Be open to hearing their perspectives, even if they're not always what you want to hear. Remember, the goal is self-improvement, not ego validation. 4. Experiment with different activities. Try new things. Step outside of your comfort zone and explore different hobbies or activities that challenge you mentally and emotionally. This can help you discover hidden talents, uncover new passions, and gain a deeper understanding of yourself. 5. Embrace discomfort. Growth rarely happens in our comfort zones. Be willing to face your fears, confront difficult situations, and learn from your mistakes. Remember, setbacks are not failures, they are opportunities for learning and growth. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're at work, facing a stressful deadline, and suddenly you feel that familiar knot in your stomach. You start to get flustered, making impulsive decisions that aren't in your best interest. But wait. Remember our self-reflection training. Take a deep breath, acknowledge those feelings of stress without judgment, and ask yourself, what's triggering this reaction? Is there a more constructive way to approach this situation? Maybe you realize that procrastination is fueling your anxiety, or perhaps you need to delegate some tasks to lighten the load. By pausing to reflect in that moment, you've shifted from autopilot to conscious control. You've transformed stress into an opportunity for growth and made a decision that aligns with your values. See? It's not about becoming a Zen master overnight, it's about making small, consistent efforts to cultivate self-awareness. Remember, every day is a chance to press reset to be more mindful, and to build a stronger, more resilient version of yourself. And hey, if you find this stuff helpful, don't forget to share the love. Tell your friends, leave a review, and join me on social media for more daily doses of Stoic wisdom. Until next time, keep that mind gym strong.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.